The lawsuit targets Badger Guns, a West Milwaukee store that anti-handgun groups say is a top seller of firearms traced to later crimes. Milwaukee Circuit Judge Timothy Dugan yesterday heard arguments on a case brought by two Milwaukee police officers who were wounded by a man who police say shouldn't have been allowed to buy a weapon. Dugan tossed out a motion to dismiss the case. Helping represent the officers is Jonathan Lowy of the Washington, D.C.-based Brady Center to Prevent Gun Violence. Lowy says it'll be good to learn more about illegal sales of guns.
I think a message has been sent that gun dealers do not have a blank check to do whatever they want and never have to answer to innocent victims. And Badger is going to have to defend themselves in court, and these officers are going to have an opportunity to prove their case.
Lowy says he'll press for getting the owners and clerks at Badger Guns to testify under oath. But the attorney for Badger Guns, James Votes, says the store is ready for a long battle.
Once discovery is commenced and the true facts surrounding the sale of this gun to this criminal are revealed, we believe the plaintiffs will have a difficult time proving their case.
Votes says a key issue will be whether the judge is too narrowly interpreting a 2005 law that aims to protect legal gun dealers. The case will be back in court later this year. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.